This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, November 26th. God's word for you today is the Connect. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 14, verse 16. And it says, "Hold your staff high and stretch your hand out over the sea. Split the sea. The Israelites will walk through the sea on dry ground." Another classic example of God making a way is the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. God's 430-year-old promise was about to come to fruition, and they were excited. However, they got to a point in their journey where they could not proceed. What was the problem? They had a Red Sea situation. The Red Sea was in front of them and the enemy was behind them. How can an entire nation swim across the Red Sea with children and pregnant women? How do they proceed? So they cried to Moses, and Moses in turn cried to God. People always cry to people that they feel are in authority. Similarly, when people want to murmur, they murmur against people in authority. Then Moses made the mistake of murmuring at God. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15 to 16 says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground.' That staff became the point of contact by which the Red Sea was parted. The question to you today is, where is your staff? God wants to part the Red Sea, and he is saying, pick up your staff. Your staff is that symbol of your walk with God. So your point of contact this season must lead you and talk you into a walk with God. For instance, if your point of contact was a bunch of key holders, you are believing God not just for a house, but for an estate. You have to be able, like Hannah, to tie the estate to your walk with God and become the rod like Moses. If it is a child, it is obvious. Just follow Hannah's steps. If it is healing, whatever it is, take your staff. So the point of contact brings to the consciousness of the believer that the key is in his or her hands. The key is not usually far away. However, as much as the key is in your hands, the direction of use must come from the Lord. And that largely is one of the differences between Christianity and others. That is one of the differences between the way Christians operate in the supernatural and the people that are into witchcraft, for example. Christians' operations is as instructed by the Lord. Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 says, "Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land." As you raise up your point of contact, in the name of Jesus, God will open the path for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, as I lift my point of contact up to you by faith, let every Red Sea situation pass before the Lord of hosts, before who I stand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.